This is Gamercast episode 344. PS1 versus Xbox 4. This is a show recorded on the 24th of June, 2013. Yeah, I'm your host. My name's Paul, and joining me this week, as always, is Gaffrey.
Hello.
What's happening?
Not a huge amount of stuff, as you probably would have presumed, even though you've been saying it for weeks. People are like, oh, Microsoft are going to change their minds by doing indie stuff at their build conference. Because that's news, according to some websites.
That's news now, is it?
That's rumours. They're like, oh, it's rumoured that they're going to change
that
stuff.
That's unnerving, because my sources inside of Microsoft said they've got nothing to announce. But that's really weird, considering, you know, oh, look, we've got the Xbox logo on the build website.
Well, yeah, you've been saying for ages, haven't you? You've been like, oh, they're going
to... In the last few days, I've gotten nervous about it, because I'm hearing from people who I know work on the thing, we're not actually going to announce anything yet.
Really?
Yeah, really. Which would be disappointing, because the beauty of the Xbox One is the trinity of operating systems. Where is Morpheus? And that's really cool, because, oh look, we're running the WinRT framework on an Xbox, so how easy would it be to just run stuff on it?
Yeah. Oh, what you were saying, like, to me the other day, right?
Yeah, because that's why a lot of people are saying, oh, the Xbox One won't support it. Yeah, because the Xbox One operating system is, locked down tight. But you've got the WinRT stuff running over here, which is what Twitch uses and all this other stuff. Although it's not called WinRT, it's WinXRT.
Xbox.
Or WinRTX, or I don't know, it's got X in there for Xbox. But that's not the news yet, Catherine.
That's not the news.
Well,
we usually talk about a couple of things before we start the news, and I thought anything that we're not mentioning in the news, like just slight tidbits of stuff, we can mention beforehand. Because it's things that, you know, don't deserve a whole category of
other
news.
Websites reporting news, which Gamercast has been saying for months.
Rumours. Then Ellen Page is annoyed because she thinks they ripped her off in The Last of Us.
Who?
Ellen Page. The girl who Ellie from The Last of Us looks similar to. She's an actress. She's the girl in Beyond. So the face they're using for Beyond. Ellen Page did a thing on Reddit, apparently, moaning, saying, yeah, they ripped my face off. And Paul's like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, but I assume she was paid for this.
They didn't use her likeness, but she looks fairly similar to her.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So she's annoyed. She said that she's annoyed.
Well, if any game companies want to use my likeness, send me an email and we'll negotiate price. And avoid any unnecessary legal wranglings.
Now for the news.
What's so funny?
Because you said send me an email or whatever to discuss using your likeness, and they said mailing now in the chat room.
Shut up, chat room! You're making me look silly.
Aww.
The Judah Hunter. What kind of silly name is the Judah Hunter?
How can you even come up with that?
That's what it says, doesn't it? The Jukesa, the Jugahana.
Educationer.
Yes. I don't see it.
The Edge.
I see the Jewhammer.
So yeah, I suppose biggest news this week, because otherwise news is fairly non-existent, because E3 has happened and
news.
It's kind of the calm after the storm.
Now for the news with Catherine.
So yeah, Xbox One stuff's the biggest news, really. So we mentioned on Microsoft at E3 episode, well, me and Shark did, about the sharing features that the Xbox One was having and all about the Xbox One. Me and Paul didn't have a chance to speak about it because we didn't do one prior to E3 once that had been announced. But yeah, sadly, Microsoft are pulling out on their DRM stuff. So the...
DRM!
Do you want to? You know, all the ins and outs of the DRM stuff. Why don't you? Why don't you? Go into it. Tell me more. Because you know better than me.
Let's talk about it like this. What am I saying?
About the DRM, because you know more about what they have planned than I do. The Xbox One stuff.
Yeah, so basically the Xbox One has been stitched up by a bunch of whining
nincompoops. It's the internet's fault.
Who don't have any money to buy any consoles anyway.
Those are people complaining.
Yeah. Oh, no, we don't want it, blah, 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 blah. Are you going to buy a £400 console?
Well, so no. What were the things? So it was 24-hour checks.
No, don't phrase it like that, because people misinterpret things so easy. Way, then. It requires the internet. Not an always-on connection, but it needs the internet. I don't say the 24-hour check, because we had people on the Xbox forums saying, oh, does that mean if I'm away and my Xbox doesn't get checked in and I don't play it for a day, that my account gets permabanned? Like, oh, so much stupidity over such simple things. So yeah, it no longer can assume it's connected all the time, so now it's offline. Now you have to put the discs in, because the DRM it uses now... DRM is it checks the disc to see if you have a real copy and not just a dodgy Blu-ray burned copy. Because a lot of people think, oh, DRM, it must be the new stuff they're doing. All anti-piracy measures of rights management at the end of the day. Thank you, Gavin. Checking the disc is DRM. Otherwise, I could just put it in my computer and make a copy of it and play it. In it. That's why you had to chip consoles so that they would play copied discs, because it bypasses the DRM in it. But yeah, that also enabled lots of cool features like sharing features, blah 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 blah. So if I just buy a game from a shop, stick it in my console, boom, it gets associated to my license. Catherine's the other side of the country in a hotel with an Xbox One, boom, she can play the bloody game.
Fancy hotel. I'm sorry.
Well, we always stay in fancy hotels, don't we?
Of course.
We're not
the best
cheapskates.
No, we're not cheap at all.
Yeah. And now all that's gone. Now we have to put a disc in to play a game, and it's
now
like,
I can't share games with Charlotte.
How last gen.
Now I have to catch a train to lend her a disc.
I will be ranting more about it on Gamercast when I'm next out on the road.
Okay.
At some point, because then I can use the language necessary
to
complain about it.
It's a shame because it, like, the things they were doing with the Xbox One were
futuristic.
Yeah, they were kind of new ideas.
And like people say, the old system, how they had it, was very anti-consumer. It was so pro-consumer, and anyone who says it was anti-consumer is up.
Well, they didn't know the info on it, most people. But yeah, it's a shame. Not much you can do about it now.
I'm a bit disappointed, actually. I'm sure it was a case of Steve Ballmer marching Don Matrick into his office and saying, what the hell is going on here? Change all of this.
Yeah, why does everyone hate you right now? Why does everyone hate us? What's going on? And it's just annoying. Because now, when this got announced last week, was it? The time the internet went down. I swear. Right?
Yeah, when it was announced, the internet went down.
Well, like, nothing was loading, was it?
Anymore? Well, I think BT's DNS servers
had a bit of
went kaput due to a massive traffic spike.
Yeah. I was just enraged by it. Because then lots of people were then moaning, saying, oh, why are you taking away these features? I'm sorry. That's
Hopefully,
why we had online things.
The features will come back.
Yeah, as an option. We'd totally go for that, wouldn't we?
Because that is what I suggested. Obviously, they're not going to do this because it would make things more complicated and, you know, you can't make things complicated because then retards don't understand how to do it. When they shouldn't be aiming the console at retards anyway. It's like the PC. It's the most retard-free gaming platform because retards don't know how to play it. They're like...
I don't think I'd agree with that.
No? What's more retarded? Putting a disc in a console or... installing a game on a PC and typing in the TV
key. Yeah, but this is an example. I want to get this PC game. Have you looked at the specs? Oh, it run on my PC fine. Are you sure? I've got XP. Okay. Yeah. I guess it'll run.
Well, there's obviously a spectrum.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, you've got a wide range of people across all platforms.
But generally, retarded people would be found on consoles.
What are you growling me?
When do you ever play on a console?
What? All the time?
No, you don't.
I pick console over PC. Any day. don't do that.
I'm not doing nothing.
Yeah, I know you can't see anything. Oh, you can't see it. it's a real shame that they've done this. But, you know, the internet complains, so...
But yeah, what I'd like to see is an option when you turn it on. Because obviously it needs internet access when you first set it up.
Yes.
To get your Xbox Live account on there and so forth. Because Xbox Live accounts are now mandatory. Oh no! Yeah.
Well, like they're on a Windows phone.
Yeah, or anything else.
But yeah, hopefully it doesn't mean basically that any developers have their features hampered from the fact of not having the online stuff.
Well, developers should just say... Our game requires online.
Yeah.
Effing deal with it.
Don't dumb down stuff, people.
Yeah. Obviously, you might want to consider a fallback option. Yeah. The fallback option should be an error message is displayed saying, please connect your console to the internet. That's the only fallback option you need to work on. If you're cutting features and wasting development time on other stuff, don't. Because not a single retard will play the Xbox One without the internet. Okay?
Jeez, Paul.
If you do play it without the internet, get the internet.
Hey, not everyone has good connections.
You don't even need a good bloody connection. Do you know what?
If it's something online that you're playing through, though.
This connection is, what, 35 times faster than the minimum requirements?
What? What internet?
Our internet.
Alright, I wasn't meaning as...
35 times. Not like one or two. 35. I don't have enough fingers for
not
that.
Not everyone has fast internet, though.
Well, if you don't have fast internet, moan at your flipping internet company.
Yeah, sadly some people live out in sticks.
Let's get Cliffy B in here. Come on, Cliffy B.
What, to moan and saying, don't trust Sony. They just want to get in your good books. Like he said. And that was posted all over the internet.
Cliffy B is the man. Where's Unreal 1 remade? Decent graphics.
And how? Why is Cliffy B going to do that?
He works, doesn't he? He can do it in his spare time.
He works. Who knows what he's doing these days? I don't even know if he's... like,
he's just sort of bumming about, isn't he?
Said. Xbox 360 related news, and I suppose it's under Xbox
What?
One
this
as well.
Is so last gen.
So, Game have opened their own Xbox branded store in Shoreditch,
game
in London.
Game is in game.
Game is in game. I'd call them Game Digital. That's the digital side of it. But yeah, Game is in the Game brand, Game stores. They've opened this new store. It's in a place called Box Park in Shoreditch, which is this kind of hip and trendy area. And they've opened a little kind of very small store. It doesn't even seem to be branded Game, at least from what I could see on the outside. But it's kind of an Xbox store. They had the brand new... Xbox One brand style, Xbox One style, Xbox 360 Slims for £100 each. How much do they? Do you know how much they are? Do you know how much the new 360s are? No. Okay. They were selling them for £100 each when they opened.
I suspect they're like 150 quid.
Okay, so it saves you money. They sold out of all the stock they had. As well as that, they sell things like Microsoft points and accessories at the moment. However, they will be having pods for the Xbox One launch, so you can play games.
And an Xbox One pod. That is something I'd like to see.
And they'll also presumably have like other things for sale as well. You'd like to think games by the time they're doing that. But of course, they won't need to sell Microsoft points for much longer, because of course it's been transitioned over.
Because of course.
And I imagine you just have like you put your card in. Do you think? I imagine they'll still sell cards, won't they? I guess.
Yeah, they sell Microsoft gift cards that work across Windows, Windows Phone, and Xbox.
Yeah.
Have you not seen these?
No.
Oh my god,
are there
Catherine.
Pictures and stuff? No, I haven't seen.
Keep talking.
Okay, so next up, PS3. See, I'm talking about all consoles by the PS4 at the moment, and the Wii U, of course. Sad Wii U. I will be talking about the 3DS a little bit on. Oh yeah, they're cute.
And the main thing is, they work across everything.
That's good. I'm happy with that.
Yes, especially when all my Microsoft converts internet. And I'm like, my Microsoft points are now £70 worth of whatever. Cha-ching!
So yeah, I was
Hello, Rayman, whatever the game is I play. Jungle Run.
Rayman Jungle Run. Yeah, so I was going to mention this. Well, it was more valid before they took it down. Because I was going to say, don't download the newest firmware patch for PS3. Apparently it's been, like, bricking some people's consoles.
Yes, so with all the trouble in Xbox land, the fact that PlayStation 3 has been bricking it, you know, let's not talk about that at all.
Well, so yeah, I think what was a shame, of course, is that there's a lot of people playing The Last of Us. So you kind of generally download the patches automatically. Like, it was 4.45, which I could swear I downloaded. But mine was fine. I mean, I've been really afraid playing The Last of Us because my console has sounded, in the term that I use, like it's been taking off or like it's about to take off. It kind of readies its jets or whatever and sounds pretty bad. Someone suggested to me I should probably try and vacuum the air vents in case there's like lots of dust clogged up in there. But as Paul said, at least it's making a noise and not melting down and overheating. But yeah, so they've said that there will be a new firmware update on the 27th of June that resolves any issues that were present in the most up-to-date one. I'm not 100% sure on what exactly was in the firmware, other than just standard
the
fixes.
Boogeyman.
But it's a shame because a lot of people had issues with it, and you know, that's really sad after probably having a PS3 for many years, and that the reason it dies being the firmware.
Well, that happens when you leave Sony software developers.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't with everyone's things because it looked like it was just an off chance. It actually affected your console. Like, they haven't got an official number on how many it affected. But I think it's a real shame. And I don't know, it's kind of weird. You'd imagine they test their patches for firmware on, like, a large number of consoles. Yeah.
Yeah, I would assume they would test it on all revisions of consoles they've ever done.
I feel sad for all those Last of Us people. What if, like, they've got... Well, you know, I guess you won't be able to get your stuff off a console once it's bricked. You were looking for this stuff the other day, weren't you? But actually, no, you could take the hard drive out, of course. Unless the hard drive resets when you put it in another one. But yeah, I thought I'd mention that. But yeah, you can look forward to a new update on the... Well, planned for June 27th. So, end of this week? Is that end of this week? Something like that. Poor people. There's, like, some quotes here. Oh, really? Is that how that works? It says here, Sony's removed the mention of the update from its official firmware description page, but had already been downloaded automatically by some PlayStation Plus users. Does PlayStation Plus do something that other things don't do?
PlayStation Plus automatically downloads games you own, the updates from...
Yeah, mine does that all the time. I find it's quite annoying.
Yeah, it's very annoying.
It just means I turn it on and then it's like, updating this game. Well, actually, that might have run out by now, my PlayStation Plus.
Good, because PlayStation Plus is done.
But yeah, like people saying here, I can't even shut down the system by pressing the power button. It beeps, but it doesn't shut down. I tried unplugging it, plugging it back in again, same again.
Even worse.
Those poor people. Like, the thing is as well, now they're in this kind of boat where they've got a PS3 that now isn't working. And it's like, do they bother? Because unless Sony are going to be reimbursing people, but I don't know what the chance of that be. But now they're kind of like, do I bother buying a new one? Or do I just wait without a console until the PS4 comes out?
I would just buy an Xbox One.
Well, it depends on the owner, of course.
Obviously, if the owner is a PlayStation fanboy, the PlayStation could ransack the local market.
I'd be devastated if it happened to mine.
And they'd still buy another PlayStation.
I've had my little 60 gigs since, like, 2006, 2007. Maybe 2007. I didn't get it when it launched anyway. But yeah, I'd be devastated if it just died. Because I'd have the need to buy a new one. Because I'd want to play my PS3 games.
Boom.
My view of PS3 games. So yeah, next up, Love Film has had apparently an overhaul for 360 to make it a bit more friendly. I must say, I never thought the Love Film.
What was it, unfriendly to start with? You log in and it says.
Yeah, it says I don't like you. Go away. yeah, so I when I use Love Film, like I use Love Film and Netflix when they came out alongside each other. And I didn't find the Love Film one that great to navigate through because, although it's the same with Netflix as well, it was hard to see all the content they had. So, like, you go under a genre and it would show you. There goes someone agreeing, it was more happening than Netflix. You go under a genre and it would show you so many films, but apparently then there were more films than that and that you could only find them through searching. But yeah, so apparently they've done a new improved version of the app, so. There should be an update if you download it. Sadly, of course, you can't see it without having a subscription because you have to log in before you do anything, which I always find annoying with these kind of things. You need to be able to browse what they have.
I think making their collections freely browsable is something they need to work on.
It's something everyone needs to do. Netflix needs to do it as well. Like, my sister was like, oh, can we want to see what's on Netflix, but you can't do it without a thing. So I sent them over my details so they could just have a look. They were like, oh, okay, we don't think we'll have to go with it. But, of course, Netflix has gotten better since then. But, yeah, so that's nice that they're updating it. I think they need to update Netflix next. As apparently the PS3 version has features that the Xbox 360 version doesn't have.
Xbox One?
Yeah.
The worst thing would be if the Xbox One comes out, there's no Netflix app.
Then you just have the 360 going to the Xbox One, going to the 360, turn it on and go on Netflix. Doodle Jump, which you may know as a phone title, is coming out on Xbox 360.
It's coming out on PC as a first-person shooter.
It's coming out on Xbox 360 using Kinect on June 28th, so next week. Yeah, you're playing Doodle Jump, but playing using Kinect to play it, so I imagine you'll be standing in the middle and moving to the sides to make him move. Yep.
That sounds great.
It sounds energetic. It's only going to be 400 Microsoft points, though, so fairly cheap, because, of course, a lot of people will already have it on their phones, and it's a fairly cheap game on phones as well. But yeah, Doodle Jump, Xbox 360, Kinect, got achievements, of course. It's also got 3 brand new worlds, new bosses, engaging power-ups, and intuitive gesture controls. Maybe you can choose the way you can play it. 3DS news. So as I mentioned before, because I'm mentioning loads of the consoles today, so they've released an update for the Nintendo 3DS, which is for the Street Pass functionality of the console.
Is that the thing that people call the 3DDS?
The 3DDS? Can I have a 3DDS, please?
No.
A Nintendo 3DDS.
Nintendo 3DDS.
So yeah, they've done an update to the Street Pass stuff, as well as, of course, having new puzzles, which I think were actually added a little while ago. They've now added 4 new Street Pass games. Sadly, the brand new Street Pass games are not free to download. Nintendo have realised that people love Street Passing, that they'll add some that are paid for. So there's 4 in total, as I said. There's Street Pass Squad, Street Pass Garden, Street Pass Battle, and Street Pass Mansion. So I kind of bought them.
What have you been buying now?
Because I had money on my Nintendo account. On
your
my console.
Nintendo account.
My unnamed
with the worst
Nintendo
DRM
console.
In the yeah. industry.
Yeah. Something Nintendo need to sort out, if you ask me. So yeah, I bought all 4. Hopefully I will not need another 2 consoles, because otherwise it won't be able to come off the last console and I'll lose my stuff. Or be stuck on that console.
Forever.
Yeah, forever. It's annoying. It worries me that if ever anything happens to my 3DS as well.
That's why you shouldn't buy it. Protest the DRMs on the Twitters.
To be fair, I haven't bought much through their store anyway.
That's because it's unwise to do so.
Street Pass Squad is a... You're in, like, a space...
An unwise choice.
You're a member of, like, a space police squad.
We've got a question from the chat room of a very serious nature.
I also had that.
Dear GamerCast, I don't have access to my Club Nintendo email address anymore. How can I access my account?
If you don't know your password, you're kind of screwed. Because mine used to be on an old password I didn't have, or an old email address I no longer have.
Well, let's clarify things. If people forget their passwords, they need to learn a simple lesson. Write your effing passwords down.
You don't want to. I don't write my passwords down. They're all up in here.
Yeah, and that's why you forget.
So luckily, with my Club Nintendo account, back when it was a Nintendo VIP account or whatever they used to call it,
I have all my passwords for banks, credit cards, everything on dismirnoff.net/passwords. In plain text, so I never.
So yeah, I had an account back many, many years ago, and it used an old, I think it was a Hotmail email address that I had.
Hotmail.
Like it was, what, was it KickDog 15?
The only password I need to remember is Foulclaw.
And I forgot the password, but luckily managed to guess it a few times without locking it, and then I could change my email address to my new one. You might be able to call their customer services to change it, but I don't know. I don't think you'd be allowed to do
that. I think their customer service would be, like, proven.
I can't say I've ever had much help, other than back in probably the late 90s, where Nintendo were amazing, and you could send them a letter and say, oh, the faceplate has fallen off my Game Boy, or I no longer have it anymore, can you please send me one? And they charged you, like, £3, and then sent you one in the post. That was amazing. That was Nintendo being awesome. Whereas these days, I got a copy when I bought New Super Mario Bros. On the DS... I tried to enter my Club Nintendo code, and it said this code has already been used or is not recognised. It was a sealed game, so I sent them an email complaining, never heard back. Someone I know bought something from the store, the Club Nintendo store, for their points, and sadly their thing never arrived, and Nintendo didn't say anything about that. So yeah, it's a bit iffy. They're not great on customer service these days, I don't think. Mainly because they're so massive with their consoles and stuff like that.
Well, the trouble is now with companies and customer services, do you have so many retards contacting them because they're just retarded?
Well, you've got the people.
How do I plug my Wii into my TV? Yeah. Read the effing instructions. Have some common sense.
8:37 PM, that's not very open hours.
It's longer than I'd be willing to work.
So, yeah, as I was saying, Street Pass Squad is you're like a member of a police squad in space. You've got a little spaceship, and you're shooting bad guys. But it's, because it's through Street Pass, you've got
what is this? You're a policeman in space?
Well, you're like a space police force.
Space police.
So, the head of the police is like a robot guy. What?
Has anyone asked Robert Strallenburst, or whatever his name is, are you making a police space simulator?
You can't even do that. How are you simulating something that doesn't exist?
Like MechWarrior?
Presuming. It's not a...
Keep it realistic in the confines of space.
Okay. So yeah, you're a member of the police unit. You have your one ship to start with. But all the street pass people that you've met, so I had 6 people, you play through the level, find the people, and then they add to your roster, and then you can have lots of different bullets flying around. It's actually really quite fun.
Fun.
It's very simple.
Sounds fun.
They've got bullets, like in a cave shooter. However, I don't think it's pixel perfect for your ship or whatever. But that's fun. There's Street Pass Garden, where you grow flowers. You grow flowers and you have your friends water your flowers, and the pollen from their flowers goes on to yours, and so on and so on. It's full of tutorials. I've played it twice now and I've had 2 tutorials. I don't know when they're going to finish. Don't do that. Don't. Then there's Street Pass Battle, which is really fun because I was conquering countries earlier.
Conquering countries, yes. That sounds friendly, doesn't it?
So you build up an army based off people you meet at Street Pass. One person on my Street Pass, who I'm going to get again tomorrow, which is amazing, had 1,000 men in his army. That added 1,000 people. That added 1,000 people to my roster, and other people added different amounts. It all depends. It might depend on how many Street Passes they've had, or it might just be a random number. I'll find out tomorrow.
Random number.
But that was cool, because then it's a strategy game based on rock, paper, scissors. So what it is that you'll have three lots of troops. You've got cavalry, archery people with bows and arrows, and then you'll have horses. That's not cavalry, is it?
It's horsey.
You've got horses, on foot people, and archery people, bow people, and so on. And you, each one's defined by rock, paper, or scissors, and you'll fight other armies.
So pretty much like every other strategy game ever made.
I guess, yeah. It's
apart
it's
from that, Command and Conquer, where it's just spam stuff.
Although you can actually, for example, if you're fighting paper and you've got troops that are rock, you can actually win with rock, because if you,
are these troops actually called rock in the game?
No, it's got a little symbol for rock, paper, scissors for people that can't figure out
the
other stuff.
What have I been saying about retards?
DS is aimed at kids. Although, to be fair, these days it's not. So, yeah, you can...
Kids don't have any money.
If you've got a big enough army, rock can actually take out paper. It actually gives you tips a bit too easily, because when you have a gold star of your army, it means they're going
to
win.
So you already know if you're going to win. StarCraft.
But it's loads of little fun, because I have now this absolutely massive army, which is why I want other people to street past me that have met me, because then they're going to have massive armies as well. Because I've street passed like 700 times or whatever, and got like 400 or 500 people on my thing. So I reckon I'd be well helpful if I joined someone else's army. And I've got a space castle. You could have had space castle, medieval castle, and another type. I went with space. And then there's Street Pass Mansion, which is kind of a puzzle game. So you're supposed to be in a mansion, and you're trying to get your way through and find your way upstairs or downstairs through the mansion. And there's ghosts and things that you can encounter that you need to attack. But what it is that all your friends you meet, because everything's dependent on the colour, your favourite colour, so the colour you're wearing. Each person you meet will give you a block. I think depending on their level that they are with you, so how many times you've met them, you'll get a wider variety. But then what it is that you've got like this little grid on the thing, and you're kind of doing Tetris. So the more of the same colour that you build together, the more chances of treasure chests and stuff like that you get. Whereas if you put just singular colours together, they open new doors, and behind a new door you can have a ghost and stuff like that. That one's cool, because I got the hang of it earlier.
Yeah, the one with the castle that's in space is cool.
Well, I'm not in space, though. It's a space castle, but on Earth. It doesn't... So all it changes is the look of the castle and what you and your troops wear. It doesn't change the environment. But it's fun. I've conquered 2 countries so far. I'm good. That one's fun. I thought Garden was going to be the most fun, because I thought, hey, maybe it's like Harvest Moon or something like that, but it's not. It's very, very simple. Yep. Yeah, complain about my space.
Duff, what? How can you have a space castle not in space?
The best thing, though, is that from
buying... Where is Nintendo's customer service helpline?
From buying each thing, if you buy all 4 at once, they're a combo pack, and you get 3 for the price of 4.
10 for the price of 7.
4 for the price of 3, or around
2
about that.
For the price of 1.
Or individually, they're £4.49 each, which is well expensive.
Yeah. Let's talk about armor-free.
I was just going to say, I got a really cool space helmet from the space game.
A space helmet that isn't in space?
I look like a rogue. No, the space squad game. The one that is in
the
space.
The police space game.
Police space.
Police space simulator.
Armor 3, its beta has now started. If you want to take part in the beta, you can sign up on their website. Or, do you have to purchase it as well?
Purchase it.
If you purchase it through Steam. Actually, yeah, I don't think you can actually sign up.
Hello, Gabe. I'm going to use Steam.
So,
yeah,
if you sign up through, if you buy it through Steam or store.bizbystudio.com, you can get into the beta and play it straight away. Some people have been playing it since the alpha. And anyone who's played it since the alpha has been upgraded to beta. So, yeah, it's quite expensive.
Steam.
Well, on certain... Oh, they've got different kinds. They've got a supporter edition. So you can pay more to further develop the game. That's quite nice, don't you think? That's not through Steam. Because you can buy the game for £30. Currently, it's £20, though. You can buy the Digital Deluxe Edition for £40, which is currently £35. Or you can, through the Buy Studio website, the Armor 3... website, you can purchase the Arma 3 Supporter Edition for £60, which, as well as getting you the game, gets you some few other little goodies, but it also means that you're supporting the studio to further develop games. I think that's quite a nice idea. Don't you think people should do that? Like, if you're like, hey, I really like... Try to think of a PC developer. PC Engine developer? Hey, I really like Valve. I think they should have more money. Let's throw them some money.
Valve extra is probably money. The wrong...
I know, that's why... I did that to be comical.
Comical.
So yeah, that's quite nice for Arma 3 or Arma fans out there, or of course people that are wondering if there'll be more mods like the Day Z mod. Is that right? I said it right? Day Z. Hotline Miami 2, wrong number, has been announced. This is a sequel, I believe, to Hotline Miami. I don't know, well, presumably a sequel as opposed to some form of expansion or anything like that. It's been once again developed by the same people and published by Devolver Digital, coming out 2013, so this year, on Windows, Macintosh and Linux. No confirmation of date, but look forward to murdering people again. Skulls of the Shogun is coming out on standard Windows, because it was previously only available through the Windows 8
Windows Store.
It's now going to be available on Steam and is called the Bonafide Edition. Is it actually, I don't know, it's out late July. Oh wait, the full retail game's out late July. Assessing my thing. Oh, well, it's now available for pre-order. And it also includes an immediate download of the multiplayer beta. Skulls of Shogun is like a little strategy game.
What is this game?
It's Surgeon Simulator with Team Fortress in it, somehow.
I think that's really fun.
Oh, don't. They made that when we went to Global Game Jam.
So wait, I need to be opposed to this game?
Slightly.
Because you're jealous you didn't make it.
I'm not jealous I didn't make it.
Well then why do I have to be opposed to it?
I'm just slightly opposed to it.
Okay, this game is shit.
No, you can...
If anyone buys this game for a rip-off price of $6.99, you can jog
you
on.
You can enjoy it if you like.
Where's the demo? There's no demo. No demo equal no
done,
deal.
To be fair, they've done a good job on it because they've gotten really popular because of it.
They've stolen all assets that already exist, made a few little changes, and yeah.
Well, when they made the game for the Game Jam, it had the Casualty music as the theme tune.
Couldn't get throughout the game, that, eh?
But no, they weren't allowed to do that, so they had to change it, I believe. But no,
they shouldn't have been using that for the game anyway.
No, they shouldn't. Well, no, especially for.
I should have disqualified them.
Especially because you're not allowed to use copyright stuff. But yeah, I mean, good on them because they've done a good job with it so far. I'm sure they've made a lot of money out of it because it's been quite popular.
Copyright theft is not a laughing matter, and the fact that you guys, if you didn't have that Casualty music, everyone would have just looked at that game and thought, "What a load of bollocks."
Well, no, people enjoy the weird.
No.
How it's like the running game. I can't think of what it's called. On PC, where you're controlling the man's legs and stuff, an old flash thing.
The running man. Yeah, okay. Oh, what? Why does MotoGP have an effing age gate?
I don't know. What rating is it? 16. Have they put real life? Was that? Is a third E for everyone? Why do you have to put this on an age gate?
Do you know what I hate?
Age gates.
Age gates.
Yeah, they're annoying.
It's like, it doesn't stop anyone from watching it. Kids who have already learned to enter a date from a long time ago. It just slows everyone down and me off.
I find them annoying.
So, we're going to start a campaign to get rid of age gates.
Okay.
Alright.
Okay, Paul.
And until we do then, we'll play the name that game.
It's time for Name That Game.
Right, so last week, everyone would have heard this.
What took you so long?
Yes, yeah, so last week, the answer was Metal Gear Solid 5, Phantom Pain, or whatever it is.
Yep.
Is that right?
I heard that trailer so many times because it was playing at the Konami booth.
We won't mention what your guess was.
No.
But Mr. Christopher Horvath...
Once again.
Once again, two times in a row, was correct. So, GZ.
Yeah, what if he can keep it up? I wonder how long he can keep it up for.
If he keeps it up, I'll just get more and more obscure.
Maybe then I'll get him.
It was the sudden appearance of a warp storm at the Kaur River system's outer edge that first caught the attention of the Imperium.
Clues, old PC, but other games in this series have been multi-platform.
Old. How old is old?
I don't know, maybe five. Quite a while ago.
Wow. That's a lot of text. Another clues? Have you ever played any of them?
I probably have played them, yes.
That's what I would have gone with. I don't know. I would go with the Dawn of War, but then I'm not sure of the names.
Which one?
Can I have a look at the... Am I allowed to look at the names?
No, because now, like, the show's going to have a massive gap in it.
Oh, but I can keep talking.
Can you?
Maybes.
Good, because the focus is now on you.
Ah, crazy. Well, the first one's Dawn of War. That came out back in 2004. That's not that old, is it?
It's 9 years old.
I suppose it is actually. 2004 doesn't sound very long ago, does it?
Well, just compare it to June 2.
Oh wow, look at that. Old school.
Yeah, you need to talk
Dawn
because...
Dawn of War. I'll go with Dawn of War.
Which one?
First one. Although, all that craziness makes me wonder what the hell that says. Unless it's Winter Assault. Can't... Aww. You put my name in it? Is that because lols, I won't get it? You'll never get it. Is that what that says? Great. I'll go with Winter Assault.
Yeah, in case guys and you guys don't know what we're talking about, how yeah. I do a thing in
so
one
So I
note,
can
yeah.
So I can't cheat in any way. Not that I would.
I have all my notes written down and Catherine can see where there's like a spelling mistake. Slash.
Because I always look out for that.
You
course.
Know, name or something. So yeah, I always put a little bit of extra stuff in just to sort of make it more difficult for her. In this case, it's like, what do I say? Ha ha! You will never get this, Catherine. Lols. Just to, you know.
Why is that?
She's not going to get this.
No.
Nope. If anyone listening knows what it is, feedback at gamercast.net. Or leave a comment on our website, gamercast.net/episode-344-PS1-V/Xbox. Good luck to anyone who enters.
New releases this week.
Okay, so, releases this week... to start off, we have
Ouya.
Paul likes to call it Oh Yeah.
Oh Yeah. Oh Yeah.
Oh Yeah.
So the Oh Yeah is this crappy Android console that I don't even want to call it console. It's a phone without. Small. It's basically a phone without a screen and without a phone.
And with a controller. It plays the games that support it, which have to support controllers. There's 155 games at the moment, I believe. You can, I believe, I keep saying I believe. You can play demos of most or all of them at the moment.
All games have trial modes.
And certain games like that have had Kickstarters recently have said, you know, oh, we're releasing for Ouya, like I think Broken Ages, so the Double Fine game, and other certain games have as well. So yeah, you can look forward to other games coming out and developers supporting it, as it is just an Android platform, of course. They just need to support a controller instead of just a touchscreen. So yeah, that's kind of the first thing coming out. It is all digital. You need the internet.
What? You need the internet? Oh my god, man. What about the DRMs and the whatevers, yeah?
There's no other way of getting games on it. It is a very small little box with a controller, and that is it.
Well, I'll hack it and put a disc in it. I'm sure we can fit GameCube discs in it.
I don't think so.
Do you want to bet?
And it's not got a drive. next up, Company of Heroes 2. This is the upcoming sequel to Company of Heroes, as you would guess.
If you like war, maybe this game's for you.
Yeah, Russian and Germans. Red Army on the Eastern Front of World War 2.
Versus who?
In the darkest hour, you're a commander of Soviet Red Army, entrenched in brutal frontline warfare on the most costly and challenging theatre of the war, the Eastern Front, where the Red Army struggles from near defeat to an incredible triumph over Germany. Spoilers!
Oh, aye. So they don't have Romanian, Hungarians, Italians, Finns or any of that in there, do they?
No mention.
Because let's not forget your role in this little campaign. Especially the Romanians.
Okay. It's using their Essence 3 engine. So Essence it's improved. 3. They have their unprecedented True Sight system, which increases the accuracy of deadly combat. And their ultra-realistic cold tech dynamic weather, increases, which changes the strategic warfare.
Increases the accuracy. What? Accuracy of units?
I don't know.
Because obviously a unit can be 100% accurate.
I don't know. You got new commander abilities.
Which makes it more realistic.
And new dynamic battle tactics that will bring the up-close, minute-by-minute brutality of frontline warfare to the fore. You've got 1v1, 2v2, 3v3, and 4v4 multiplayer battles as well.
Yeah, it's not too bad, really.
Yeah, you played a bit of the beta, didn't you?
Yeah, I guess they're going to shut the beta down now, so I can't play anymore.
Probably.
Sad times.
Coming out on PC only, as you would presume, as it's a PC strategy game. So yeah, that's coming out. Then we've got Deadpool coming out on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. This is based off the Marvel character Deadpool.
Deadpool's the anti-superhero.
He's a bit of a comical guy. He's a bit
He thinks
weird.
He's funny. He's not.
Yeah, he does like weird things. So
he needs a smack.
It's made by Thingy Moon. High Moon, was it?
Planet Moon! Oh my god, giant Citizen Kabuto 2 alert!
Who owns that now? Have you looked into it?
No, I probably own it.
You don't own it.
They probably just transferred the rights to the biggest fanboy they could find. And here I am, doing nothing with it.
See, I suppose in a way this is the most recognition Deadpool's really had for a while now.
Deadpool! What about Game & Wario?
Game & Wario? Well, I was still talking about Deadpool. I was just double checking to see if that was the, it's being made by the Thingy Studio.
Planet Moon! Giant Citizen Kabuto 2 alert!
High Moon.
High Moon. Are they? As opposed to what?
Oh, okay, they're the Transformers people. I thought it would have been the studio who do the Spider-Man games usually. But it's the studio that made Fall of Cybertron, Dark of the Moon, and War for Cybertron, as well as The Bourne Conspiracy and Dark Watch.
Dark Watch.
They used to be known as Sammy Entertainment. So if you think kind of, I'd say kind of like Spider-Man combat and stuff like that, of course, without web slinging.
He looks like Spider-Man, only with a different colour scheme.
But yeah, I think guns, action, kicking.
Without the webs.
Without the webs.
Or spiders.
Or spiders.
Or Batman. Who's in an unrelated franchise and should not be should not be considered in the same
sentence.
He's the
enemy. He's DC.
Oh, they're the enemy, aren't they?
Oh, well, I'm sure they're the enemy for Marvel, aren't they?
Nah, Marvel's enemy is Halo.
I've always seen Marvel.
The Master Chief's coming in there and he's beating up all our crappy, lame comic book characters. with his Mjolnir Mark whatever funky armor. Smack!
I've always seen Marvel as the large competitor. I've never seen DC as that big, but then... Yes, I've never been...
Comic books are for four-year-olds.
No, they're not. I used to read a lot of Vertigo, which of course is DC, but that was the only DC that ever interested me, really. Otherwise, it was Marvel. They've got good superheroes.
I had a Spider-Man VHS tape. I think we got it from Woolworths. The last episode on the tape never worked. My mum didn't do anything to fix it, like swap it over. It haunted my childhood. I was like, let's watch Spider-Man, and halfway through the one with the Egyptian pyramid thing going on, the thing take conks out, and it's like, what happened next?
Oh, you never found out.
No, we didn't have the internet back then. If it's now, I'd be like, well, screw you guys, hit the torrents. I've got a license for it here in my broken physical copy.
So yeah, Deadpool's coming out on 360 and PS3. Then, as Paul mentioned, Game & Wario is coming out. This is the new WarioWare game, which feels a bit more condensed than previous WarioWare games, where they're all about tons and tons and tons of different mini-games. This is all about 12 single-player games and 4 multiplayer games. I'm not sure what to think about it. I mean, I didn't play it at E3 because it was actually playable, but I'd played it before anyway. But I probably should have given it a go to see like what they've done to it and what games that they've got going on and how it works. But I'm not sure if it's kind of... It feels like over the years that Wario hasn't gotten better. Like, DIY was amazing because the chance to make your own WarioWare games was stunning. It was really hard to get your head around at first to try and use things. You had to trigger things outside of the view in order to make things good, really, or to make interesting games. But it was fun, except for the fact that you couldn't really share it with people, which is the bad point of it. But yeah, I don't know. I love WarioWare games, but I don't know if they're going the right way.
The thing with Wario, is he's like Mario, but slightly different. And that makes me a bit suspicious that Nintendo stole Mario from Nintendo and copied him. A bit like that website did to us lately, only without being the same website.
That made no sense when you're talking about Wario.
Wario is an IP infringement, and I'm going to inform Nintendo about it.
Of what, on themselves?
Yeah. Obviously, like, the Mario teams over here are doing la 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 la. And then the evil Wario team.
Yeah, but Wario's been around for years. Wario's woods on the NES.
Wario is a infringement on copyright.
But he likes garlic and onions and stuff.
Yeah, that's just minor changes to make him different than Mario.
He's stronger than Mario.
No, he's not. Mario can pure jump.
Mario's not as good as jumping. So, yeah.
Can I just go on record and say I don't give a toss about Wario?
Okay.
You're IP whatever, and Homer Simpson's going to come and get you.
Next up, then, we've got Painkiller Hell and Damnation.
The GamerCast Homer Simpson, not the 20th Century Fox Homer Simpson.
Painkiller Hell and Damnation. This game came out on PC a while back.
Ages ago.
They're now releasing it on consoles, on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. You can get a collector's edition, which involves the copy of the game, making of DVD, a soundtrack, 5 stickers, 2 postcards, 2 A3 posters, which might mean double-sided or not, and 1 art book. I like that it's 1 art book. Because you'd get 2 art books. So yeah, it's a remake of the PC version on consoles. It's also a modern remake of Painkiller and Battle Out of Hell. 14 adrenaline-filled levels, including 4 boss fights, 30 different creatures, single-player and co-op spread across 4 chapters, PvP and PvE multiplayer modes, and apparently the soundtrack is forged in the same furnace as the weapons. Heavy metal. That's really cheesy.
Heavy metal.
That's really cheesy.
Do you know what else
and
is really
powered
cheesy?
Powered by the Unreal 3 engine.
Space castle.
Oh, although, also, what I thought was quite nice is their little bit at the end of it. Can I turn the light on? Do you mind? I was feeling like my surface was just lighting my face off. So yeah, I think the cute thing at the end that they put in their bonus features was the anti-features. The ones that make life easy, but they're going back on them. So no kill streak bonuses or airstrikes, no auto heal, no AK-47, no M16, just a healthy dose of, well, it says 0.666 caliber weapons. So yeah, they no auto heal and stuff like that, so that's nice. You know, they made a hard game. They called it Hell and Damnation. Painkiller. First Painkiller I enjoyed. I thought it was great, staking vampires.
In other news, another Sims 3 expansion pack is coming out. Yep. This is called Island Paradise, and you can jet your Sims off to an island paradise and generally float about like a mad dafty.
Shipwrecks, build and run a 5-star resort, create a family friendly resort with water slides and family stuff. Family
friendly.
Yeah. That's coming out on PC only. PC.
What? There's no DS version? PC, oh my god, Nintendo. Only. Maybe if you didn't stop screwing each other over with your Mario people stealing Luigi's face and putting it on Wario, then we wouldn't have this situation. And don't get me started about space castles.
Next up, we've got Time and Eternity. Time and Eternity, that is. This is a JRPG on PS3 only. Because they get all, of course, the NIS games. Got a slightly revealing front. But yeah, they claim it's a new class of high-def animation RPG.
Hey, someone on YouTube says hi. Hi, the official chat room is Twitch. Please move over.
From world to battle to enemies, everything is hand-drawn with beautiful CG backgrounds. Experience RPGs like you've never seen before. I kind of want to look at this now. Real-time battles. Take the fight to the enemy, take hold of swords, guns, and even time itself.
Like Blinks, the time each sweeper. Heroine,
each heroine, as it's all ladies, I guess, but it was only ladies on the front of the cover, has her special abilities, so use them wisely to blaze a path to victory.
For victory.
Tailor your gear and suits to suit your playstyle and unleash your fury. Then we got Ride to Hell Retribution on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and PC.
Yeah, this looks amazing.
So this is an overtop game where you're on a motorbike and punching and hitting people. For, actually, no, it was this strategy game. There was
the
one,
screenshots I saw were low quality stuff riding about on a motorbike.
Yes, you're riding about on a motorbike set in 1960s.
Back when motorbikes were crap.
Oh, these like Harley style motorbikes.
Cruiser slash chopper slash shite. Where's my Japanese sports bikes?
So yeah, you can weaponize your environment, I guess, use the environment to go into other bikers, get up close and dirty with melee, and
put gravel on the road,
high speed shootouts.
Have a little bit of diesel on the corner.
You can have melee on foot as well, so you can get off your bike. And then finally we've got the Minecraft Xbox 360 edition. So this is the retail version of Minecraft. So if you didn't download it off XBLA or your parents didn't allow you to have Microsoft points, whatever, you can now buy a retail copy.
Yeah, so if you're one of the people who I said don't exist earlier in the show, you can now buy a physical copy.
So, like, do you know how much?
They haven't announced prices. Amazon's about between £14 and £17, I think someone said.
Okay. Yeah, because you don't really want it to be
the digital copy is £14 because it's 1,600 Microsoft points, so, you know, £13.99 or whatever it worked out.
They were already selling this in America. They had it for sale.
Yeah, it's alright for people who are internet challenged.
I was just saying they had it for sale. Some people, you know, might prefer to have a retail copy.
Yes, and boxed get up. Product. Put it in the thing. Laser burn
it. I like my boxed products. If I had the choice, digital or boxed, I'd buy a box.
Yeah, but I prefer Xbox One style. Physical becomes digital, like Steam. Oh, look, here's my copy of Skyrim. I entered a code in Steam. Chuck the disc away. Boom, I have the game.
Bye, disc, I don't need you anymore. That's what you do.
It is what I do, only without chucking it away and putting it on my shelf.
Add it to the shelf.
Add it to the collection.
Not as good as my collection.
Yes, but my connection represents much better value for money because it includes games with far higher scores.
So does my collection.
No, because yours is the way down by mountains of rubbish. Let's look at some of the games on here. Civilization 5, Bioshock 2, Tiberian Wars. Oh my god, I have crap games.
Darksport. Yeah.
I got Darksport for free, so shut up.
Wolfenstein.
Shut up, stop reading it. Stop reading my game.
Hopefully the new Wolfenstein will be better.
But let's not forget this, which scores 20 out of 10. Which means all of your games are crap.
20 out of 10. I see, Paul.
And let's not get started about these mad, dafty EA games like Battlefield 2 and SimCity 4. SimCity. Crappy game. Are we done?
We are done. That's good. It for this week. So that's it. All the releases. I look massive with this because I'm taller than you because I'm bigger in my screen.
Oh, fine.
I'll do that. That's a bit more normal. That's it for the releases. There's quite a few games coming out. Some stuff comes out tomorrow. I think the Ouya comes out tomorrow. And a few other things. Oh, no, I'm small now. Oh, I'm little. that's it, really. There wasn't much news, but I still managed to make it into an hour show. So that's kind of it.
Is it?
Don't forget, we've got our E3 giveaway going on.
When does that finish?
Gamercast website. I want to say in a couple of weeks. Yeah. We gave it a long time last time. I'll double check while I'm looking. So we've got our E3 giveaway.
Enter that. You have to leave a comment on the video or do something on Facebook or shut someone up on Twitter or I don't know.
Yeah, there's like multiple ways you can enter it. We've got a few different things to give away. If you watch the video, you can see some of the stuff's really cool. You've got until the 5th of July to enter. So that's not this Friday, that's next Friday, I think.
Okay.
That's kind of it.
We'll see everyone again next week on hopefully what will be a more fun episode with less space castles that aren't in space.
Space castles!